probably the most practical tzitzis shaila you'll ever get is, okay, so my strings fell off. One string fell off, two strings fell off, three strings fell off. Kosher, not kosher. No? I mean, you could talk about the color, the stripes. You could talk about, like, you know, how it's made. They're all fun gishmak chaburas, I think. Hopefully, you know, at least they were gishmak to me. But, you know, practically speaking, this is the most non-lumdish chabur I think we're going to give, but by far the most practical. So, new, we'll start at one, which is a good place to start. One string fall, I'm going to actually do visual aid over here, okay? Just to make sure that we're all on the same page, okay? So if you can't see, you can stand up, okay? These are called tzitzis. One second. That much everyone's on the same page with. The second step of tzitzis over here is, if you see, there's four and four. Now, there's really only four strings. They're just folded over, okay? So far, we haven't said anything hard yet, okay? Now, one string falls off. So we'll make it that you have only now seven, and let's assume it gets completely chopped off from over till the knot. Yeah, for the most part, 99%. Kosher or not kosher?
Kosher.
Anyone want to disagree with that one? Kosher. Okay, very simple. Why? Because that, I'm going to use the same terminology to be consistent throughout this year so I don't confuse you. When I say string, I mean one of the four strings folded over, okay? So, and when I say tzitzis, I mean one of the eight. In other words, one tzitzis fell off, one eighth of it fell off, right? But the string, meaning the other half of this one that fell off, is still intact, right? So that string still has kidei anivo, which is the minimal amount that you need, which is about 2 inches, some say 4 inches, let's assume 2 inches according to the Mishnah Berurah. So basically, if one of the eight fall off, since the other half is still intact for sure, and it's definitely more than 2 inches, it's a no-brainer, kosher tzitzis, very simple. Okay, just because it would, for full disclosure, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvas in the footnotes over there, it quotes a slew of poskim, mainly Chassidish, who say, nah, you should still replace your tzitzis. Why? And they give all these ramazim about how it's important to have 32 strings, 8 plus 8 plus 8 plus 8, you know, all around. One of the ramazim that they give, trying not to laugh, I mean, it's, you don't laugh at Chassidish Torah, but this is, you know, in general, this is as geshmak as it gets. The memram Chazal says, lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzer, which means that the Torah only speaks to the Yetzer Hara. We try to, you know, try to counteract the Yetzer Hara. So lo in gematria is what? 31. So I mean, you're missing one string. Lo dibra Torah. The Torah is not talking about 31. Ella keneged yetzer. What's the gematria of Ella? 32. She should have 31. She should have 32. That's as geshmak as it gets in Chassidish Torah. Okay. For sure, and I'm not saying you shouldn't go buy yourself new tzitzis. Correct. But practically speaking, you don't have to run to the store to do it, because Zekei Levan Be'er is important, but it's not like the tzitzis are puzzle. Okay. Yeah.
Below Dibra Torah, so it means that not that you should do 31 Dibra Torah. It should have been...
You can't ask a question in Chassidish Torah. No, move on. Don't spend your time. You're going to drive me crazy. Yeah? Okay. Now, next shaila is two rip off. Okay? Let's do two on the same side. Okay? So two rip off on the same side. Kosher, not kosher.
Kosher.
Kosher. In fact, even if all four on one side of the tzitzis fall off, it should be kosher as well, because you still have kidei aniva, you still have those 2 inches or 4 inches on the other half. No?
No.
Why?
You kept track.
Okay, so we're assuming, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah point out, that the person who made the tzitzis kept them on one side. So if that is the case, and I'm assuming that is the case with our modern day tzitzis, so I didn't speak, gotta check, okay, I gotta do my homework better than that. I thought the reason why ours is split like this in the middle, you know, particularly, was because I thought they were super careful about it. I'm assuming, and I will make this assumption now that Elish got me a little bit nervous. I'm assuming that the maker of the tzitzis know these halakhas, and when they bind or wrap our tzitzis, they do keep the four halves on one side, meaning four on one side, four on the other side. If I am wrong about this, and now everyone has to do their homework, I'm not the only one doing my homework here, you all now have homework as well, let's double check this. I'm assuming that this is a given that they do that, but I may be wrong. But let's assume, so the rest of the Chabur is on the assumption that this is correct. That when they bind our tzitzis, the four, this is, these are the four strings. Half are on one side, half are on another side. So now if all four fall off on one side, you still have the other four on the other side, which are good, so that's kosher, because each one of the other four half has kedei aniva. So you're fine as well. Okay. But, one second. Okay, so that is fine. Okay. Now what about, though, if different sides fall off? So I have one on one half, and one on the other half. Now it is quite possible, it's what is with the odds, someone could do the math on that way, is it 1 in 25%, or is it a smaller percent, because it's, you know, because it's one of each. I don't know, someone could do the math on that, but I think it's 25% chance, no, that it is the same string which is ripped on both halves. If it's the same string which is ripped on both halves, then that string doesn't have kedei aniva anymore. It doesn't have the 2 inches, and now your tzitzis is pasul. Because of that suffix, they say, that tzitzis is pasul until you unwind it, unbind it, whatever it is, and determine whether that is true or not.
So, determine for sure.
How are you going to determine?
Maybe you have one of them is colored.
Okay, we'll get, says the Magen Avraham, oh, very good. We're going to get, hold the, actually, I'm going to wait for the Magen for one more second, because you have a good point. I don't know if it's a cheskes kashrus. It's ripped now. You have a reyusa now. You have it, something is ripped on both sides. It's a suffix. I don't know if it's a cheskes kashrus. Something's kashrus. I'm not sure if it's here. There's a good chance that it's ripped. Why do we say? Why do we say that the one of the four? But
the odds are
okay. So you're saying based on odds. So, but it's a plain suffix. It's a suffix with good odds. It's a suffix with a 75-25 odds. But I don't know that you say assume that's good, especially by mitzvah daraisa. It's suffix. If anything, it should be suffix daraisa with chumra, and it should be puzzle. So if you got if you have half two, so remember this chumra. If you have one half, one side, and one side, one of each ripped on each half of the tzitzis, then it's a suffix, and you should have to switch your tzitzis. Now comes the next final question. Let's say you got three ripped. Okay? It seems like a no-brainer. Everything we just said, if there are three on the same side, it should be kosher, right? Comes along the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam adds a whole wrinkle into the whole sugya. He says, normally you have two strings of tchelas, two strings of white. So you'd have four of, would come out when you fold them over, it's four whites, four tchelas. That would be in the ideal world when we had really tchelas. Fine. He says, you need to have a complete set in order to be kosher. In other words, you need either to have all your tchelis ones, so two on this side, two of that side of tchelis, or two of white and two of white, good. In other words, you have to have two full strings that are 12 inches, so your basic gedulim, 12 inches on each side to be good. In other words, if you don't have two full strings, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you are no good with your tzitzis. That means, if three rip off, and all three are on one side, do you have two full strings that are good? No. So no good. If you have two ripped on one side, and one ripped on the other side, do you have two full strings that are good? You have no idea. Because it could be that one on this side is the same one which is on this side, which is ripped, which in that case would be good according to Rabbeinu Tam, because you'd have two other full ones, but you don't know. So says Rabbeinu Tam, if you got three ripped, any three ripped, you have a suffix. Comes along Mr. Fried's brilliant suggestion, and Mechad into the Magen Avraham, why don't you make some sign on your tzitzis? So he doesn't use, what did you say, colored. He has a different way.
I was saying
tchelos. He has a different idea. He says just tie the tips of the one, like if you have four strings, so tie the ends of two of them on each side. So if you have four of your strings tied, two on this side, two on this side, and then you could tell if the ones that ripped are the two ties, and the one on the other side is the tie on the other side, then you're fine according to Rabbeinu Tam, because you still have two full strings or not. So that's Magen Avraham's answer. Do we pass like this Rabbeinu Tam or not? Shulchan Aruch is a big chumrah. Shulchan Aruch says, we care about him, we're choshesh for him, but we don't really pass him for him. What does that mean? If you have three strings ripped, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can still make a brach on that tzitzis. Says the Ramah, no way. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and according to the Eben Yisrael, you would not be able to make a bracha. So the Chazer Bashir, practical speaking, in 10 seconds, the 10 second sum up is, if one string is one half, one out of the eight is ripped, you're good, except these Hasidish opposing. But you're good, halacha l'maisa, you're fine. If two are ripped, if they're on the same side, then you're for sure good as well. If three are ripped and they're on one side, you run into this Rabbeinu Tam, so you really may not be good. So if three strings are completely ripped, already you're at the point where you probably should get new tzitzis. Two are ripped on the same side, you're fine. One are ripped on the same side, you're fine. Arguably, if you have three ripped and you undo it and you see they're on the same, you know, they're on the same tzitzis, and you don't have to worry about Rabbeinu Tam, and there's still a little bit of 2 inches left over, then maybe there's room to argue that you're fine. But for the most part, one good, two good, three is no good, and even the two, it has to be on the same side.